What is the song for next week's clue?
Machine Head.
Oh, yeah, I get it now.
Sing it in your head. It makes perfect sense.
I didn't know the tune.
Yeah, that one's okay. It makes me chuckle.
That's the first thing popped into my head, and I'm like, who haven't we done yet? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy.
Aren't we on 60 now?
Did I not change that part? Butt of a sitch. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 60th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Special guest this week, one of our super sweet patrons, Danger, is here with us. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
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 This is the week of, October 12th through the 19th, 2016. This year's running away fast.
Very.
Holy smokes. This week's event is sponsored to you, as always, by Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs that expensive vape ring when you can smoke your liquid with a pipe? Feel the need to be even more pretentious than your average vapor enthusiast? Come on down! Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Man, I didn't screw up the intro part, and I screwed up this part. Always something. This week's special feature, Vape Ring Blowing Contest. You up to the challenge to blow a vape ring? Come on down.
No, I don't think so.
I've actually tried that. It's not that easy.
I've never tried it, but it doesn't look like water vapor holds quite the consistency of actual smoke.
It just doesn't hold the form very well.
No.
That's why it's a contest. For your Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Wednesday, Black Doom. Thursday, Purple Mystique. Friday, Green Hulk. Saturday, Yellow Falcon. Sunday, Red Psylocke. Monday, Blue Beast. Tuesday, Purple Bullseye. And Wednesday is Yellow Cap. For your 5-day 4-star crash. Of the Titans. A few days ago, on the 9th, was Devil Dino. Followed up next by Devil Dino. How did everyone do the first time around?
I was successful.
Yay.
Yeah.
Mine was no sweat at all.
So Danger smoked it, yeah.
So what do you have Devil Dino at?
Right now? No, wait, it was at 195, and this morning I took him up to 232.
Nice.
That's a lot of Dino.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to champ him before my covers expire.
Oh, yeah? I was managed to be a winner, and with all the covers that have been gotten out of the vault, I have him at 333 now, so... Ray, how'd you do?
I did well. I was able to pull it off. It was not easy, but I think I did it in two fights. I have him at 252 at level 144, so it was all about making red for me. I had to get that red to do some damage.
Mine's level 115. I think it took me 4 or 5 tries, but I did get there.
Yeah,
but
not bad, though.
I've gotten, I think, 2 or 3 covers for him since that fight.
Right.
Nope.
So it should be hopefully easier the second time around.
Yeah, I've got 1 cover for the anniversary event so far. That's it.
Oh, out of the vault?
Yeah.
I think I've gotten 3 Devil Dinos out of that vault.
Wow.
I have taken over your old role, Craig.
I've got 4.
I am clearing the moonstones out of my anniversary vault. Something fierce.
Woo! No, this anniversary vault has been coming up, Millhouse.
Wow,
I've
good job.
I've gotten 4 Devil Dinos and 1 of the legendary tokens.
Oh, wow.
And a Miles.
Wow!
So, yeah, it's been raining me.
Hmm.
Wait until I open a thing later and get a 5-star. It's going to be solid gold. So after we get done with the Devil Dinos, we will be back to where we left off in the order, and it should be Bucky coming back. What's everyone's Buckies look like?
Totally awful.
Oh, yeah. Mine, Ray's has 2 red on his Bucky. Is that what you told us last time?
Yes.
That sounds right.
I got a 0-2-2, so probably not good.
I was going to say, I don't know what his covers are, but I have 1 blue, 1 red, and 3 purple.
No, mine's a 355, but only level 105.
No.
Oh, wow.
You got a good shot.
Yeah, but I need all my ice for the others, so he's going to have to wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to talk about my vine later when we get there. I got problems. Hopefully you got answers.
Yeah.
Was that a commercial? You've got problems, we've got answers.
I don't know. I was just going to say, if you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook
while my DJ revolves it. okay, I'm excited. Lots of Vine goings on.
Yeah. Story events right now. Venom Bomb is running its way through. 33,500 gets you a Black Cyclops. 65K for the CP. Top 10 is Winter Soldier, and 11,200 is Doom. And while it's not shown up yet, I have to assume that the boss rush is next.
I don't recall.
I would hope so. They did just put it up on the forum, so.
I was going to say, didn't that update I just read you say that it was coming on the 15th, boss rush?
I don't know. I didn't read what you told me.
Yeah, I wasn't listening when you were talking.
Reigns for suckers.
I think it's coming on the 15th.
The forum says that it's coming soon.
Yeah.
So soon could be any time now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to recollect that information while you tell us about upcoming PvP stuff.
Hey, PvP, so rawr, finished up. 800 got you Black Doom, red 900 Red Dino, 1200 for the CP. Top spot was a Purple Fury, and 2 to 100 is Rocket and Groot. Now we've got one of the new events. The Class of 2016 is running now. 800 Blue Rocket and Groot, 900 Yellow Fury, 1200 for the CP. Top spot is Gwenpool, and 2 through 100 are Gamora covers. Other stuff going on. The Shield Simulator still running. Lots of good rewards there. 360 for Squirrel Girl, 480 for Deadpool, 560 for Kamala Khan, 680 Rocket and Groot, and 800 is Power Man. Did anyone finish that out? I finished that one out. Did you get your Power Man?
I also. Yes.
Nice. So did I.
Huzzah all around.
Boss Rush starts on tomorrow.
See?
The 13th of October.
Just like I planned.
Good job. Danger, did you finish the simulator yet?
Yeah. And I got my third Luke Cage cover.
Wow.
That's all I have. I have 300.
Well, three is good going.
Yeah, that's still excellent.
Anniversary for the season. You need 3,000 for the 10-pack, which there's no chance I'm going to make. 4,000 for 25 CP. And then, there's packs to be had. The top five pokes get 2 10-packs, anniversary 10-packs. 6 through 50 get a 10-pack. 51 to 100 get 5 tokens. 101 to 500 get 3. 501 to 1,000 get 2. And then the rest of us will get 1 anniversary token. For finishing 1,000 and first to 5,000. So I'm going to plan on getting one more anniversary token out of that.
Nice.
I have no idea where I am now. I'm curious. I'm ranked 2,657. Yep.
For the anniversary,
one anniversary
really?
Token.
Yeah. Where are your 5-star covers now, Moses?
They'll come later, baby. Coming later. So, Danger, now that you're with us, tell us about yourself. How long you been playing this game? Who's your favorite squad? What you got?
First started in January of 2014. My favorite team right now would be Peggy Carter, of course, with Iron Man 40 and either Kamala Khan or Team Jean.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's about time someone dishing out some Peggy Carter love.
Oh, I love Peggy. I mean, she's just awesome. By far my favorite in the game. For wave nodes, I like to use Old Man Logan, Green Goblin, and Ghost Rider. And I concentrate on getting Ghost Rider's Hellfires out so Goblin can fortify them with Old Man Logan strike tiles. It just, I mean, you're getting thousands of damage every turn just off those.
Sure.
Wow. Another exciting, unique tactics. Like, this is genuinely stuff we haven't heard from any of our previous guests or any of our Alliance members. So I'm excited to learn new and exciting combinations. Not that I have access to those, but someday.
I was like, oh, I don't have any of those.
Well, with Peggy, I mostly just concentrate on getting her red and blue. I have her at 535.
Wow.
And then I'll concentrate on the weakest member of the enemy team, you know, whittle their health down a little bit. And then when I have enough to cast her blue, I'll cast that. Then I'll use Team Jean's purple and green to take it down further. Usually I can finish the first member off with one red hit from Peggy. And then I've got 3 free moves to finish off the last 2.
Nice.
Wow.
That's a lot of Peggy Carter.
I'm curious. Awesome.
What's the alliance that you're in?
Dead Ringers.
Okay. I'm mainly asking because I'm curious if I can bring up your roster and see, because it sounds like your roster is pretty tight.
Do you guys concentrate on PvP, PvE?
We're mostly a Merc alliance.
Okay.
We just, you know, if you want to play an event, you know, just play as much as you want or don't want, and then if you get to have a really good score, I'd call him our leader, Aestheticist, he will help us merc out to other alliances.
Hey, we know
nice.
That guy.
Yeah.
Didn't know you were affiliated. He's a long time.
Well, that makes sense. So you've got you've got Old Man Logan at a 5-4-1. I would use that too.
Yeah, some reason I keep getting those black Old Man Logan. I just can't seem to get rid of them.
You can pass up this way.
Well, I used to just sell them, and then a few weeks ago I just started to make a backup. So I'll have him at 500.
Wow,
that's excellent. That definitely gets the gold star.
Me and my one red Old Man Logan, who sits there and looks pretty, doesn't do any work. He's a bum. It's an old, pacifist bum.
Is it safe to gather from what we've learned about your roster that you perform at a pretty high level on the game at a pretty consistent basis?
Well, for new characters, I almost always finish top 10. Luke Cage is the first new character that I've ever missed. And that I had close to where I live, there were some riots and all hell breaking loose. And I work in a security company, private security, so I had to help out with that. So
I would call that a legitimate excuse.
What kind of lame excuse is that? There were riots going on. People could be dying left and right in the streets. I had to go to work and miss this game. What the hell?
I know there should be a law making people go to work. It's just not right.
All right, you get a pass for that sort of excuse. That's better than the dog ate my iPad. I don't know. But I have an important question.
Okay.
What's your favorite song that's sung by me?
Well, I would have to say the one you did, I think, the show before last, the PQ Bunch. That would be cool. I mean, you should put that out as a single. That was just awesome.
Thanks. I'm just curious. You know, I like to inflate my own ego sometimes. Good times. What else is in the news? All the things.
R111?
Yeah, which now we got to talk about this because we have like conflicting clues.
Yeah.
So on the forums, R111, you know, the third anniversary continues with a clue in it that says, time to cut the pumpkin. What does that mean?
Right.
You got me. However, Ian noticed that if you go in and onto the, like, your store, your app store, and look at the 111 update, the clue is don't eat too much candy because the dentist will come rip off your face.
Because you might need to go to the dentist.
Right, that's it.
Not that much dentist killing you, but maybe it was just a friendly reminder not to eat too much Halloween candy and wasn't actually the clue.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, we're bouncing around pumpkin characters. I mean, we already got the goblin, so Ian's thinking it's jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, jack-o'-lantern. I think it's my vote.
That's an odd choice, but, you know.
Danger, do you have any insight to this? You're plugged into the community.
Yeah, but I'm not sure how you guys would react to spoilers on your show. So.
No spoilers.
I'll just hold my tongue on this one.
Okay, fair. You are extra plugged into the community.
Oh, I know. Maybe it could be like a weird crossover, and it could be Charlie Brown.
It will not be Charlie Brown.
Because that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, that would be something.
You know, well, it turns out that I've already had all my hopes and dreams crushed once in the past week, so what's once more?
Yeah, what went on with that? Why did you believe that Dazzler was coming to the game? After him being told that it's not going to happen.
Because I really wanted to believe that there was some glimmer of hope that in the video they put out from New York Comic Con that they weren't actually just trying to yank my chain. But it turns out Joss was just really there to yank my chain.
So they really just created a video just to make you... I couldn't follow the... They never was able to follow the link Ray sent me.
Oh. So they did a Marvel Live with the guys at New York Comic Con, right?
Right.
And they were talking along, and they got on to some character, Songbird? Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
And they're talking about that one, and then I think it was Josh busts in with, boy, but we're getting a lot of traction, or something like that, you know, a lot of top comments about Dazzler. And they kept talking about Dazzler, and he's like, oh, yeah. They're like, well, like, what version of Dazzler would you be talking about? And they're like, you know, the classic disco Dazzler or the punk rock Dazzler or which Dazzler? And they're like, yeah, we really think it's, you know, a lot more towards the disco Dazzler. You know, in fact, we've been seeing, you know, one of the powers that was, you know, Dancing Queen or something. And I was like, wait, hold on. And they said, so you've seen the powers? You are working? He's like, yeah, no. So, you know, but yeah, it turns out they were just screwing with me. They're just there to crush my hopes and dreams. And a small tear left my eye. I had to cry just a little bit inside because I immediately contacted them and said, dear God, is this remotely have a possibility of being true? Because it is. If I don't get the scoop on this, I'm going to, you know, go insane. And then he wrote back and said, what's wrong with you? Of course, this isn't true.
When you got that email back that you forwarded to me that said, dear Craig, poor gullible, gullible Craig.
Yes.
You dumb dumb. This is never going to happen. It was the complete opposite. My Grinch heart grew 3 sizes that day.
So I had a small glimmer of hope that the universe could have been awesome and we could get Dazzler in this game, but now it has been thrashed and trashed into oblivion.
You've already been told this is not going to happen. There are rights issues.
Again, my point is, she's not an X-Man anymore. She's a member of A-Force, but she is still a mutant, so apparently that's the problem.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah.
All right, what else is in 111? Hey, there's a note here, and they're saying that Boss Rush mode starts on October 13th. Look at that. some performance enhancements to the PC version. It is rarer to encounter a blank event when exiting a story or versus event. I've actually gotten it 2 or 3 times today, so I'm not sure how rare that is. Character cover rewards are seen in the post-battle reward screen instead of going directly to the rewards cache.
Cool.
Whoa, that was really fast. What is cover rewards?
Character cover rewards are now seen in the post-battle reward screen instead of just going directly to your rewards cache.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Fixed a bug where the button that allows players to add power levels with command points was not enabling after making a purchase providing enough command points to purchase the power level. So I guess if you didn't have enough CP and then you bought CP, the button then didn't light up. So they fixed that.
Oh, okay.
Here, apparently just for danger, Peggy Carter's Do As Peggy Says no longer stuns invisible people.
Yeah, that right there is I probably can't say that on this show, so.
This is a PG show? Got the safe tag. Got the safe tag.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to pull a Groucho on you guys. I'll keep it.
Shield Simulator is no longer disabled if Versus is unlocked and the player has not completed the Hammer Prologue. Oh, okay. And it addressed some bugs early in the game where players could block progression by performing actions too quickly. I remember that being a problem, so I'm glad that's fixed.
What actions?
I don't remember, but I remember there were some people that, you know, they were going through the prologue and doing things and then all of a sudden you couldn't go anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You just got stuck. So hopefully that has gotten fixed. So Boss Rush, we got some details.
Just in time? Not quite, but...
Yeah, close enough. All right, so boss missions. It'll be a wave mission consisting of 3 bosses, either of existing bosses or boss versions of 5 stars. Mission locks after beating or losing the mission. You contribute a percentage of the hit points that you removed from the bosses. Gets more difficult as you progress through the rounds. So it sounds, outside of the wave part of the bosses, it sounds, you know, like Galactus. 5 missions, supporting missions, waves and non-waves. Completing these unlocks the boss. Each mission unlocks after completion of the mission. Or locks, that is. Unlocks every 8 hours. Gets more difficult every 8 hours. For rewards, round rewards, 4 event tokens, 1 Mohawk Yellow, 3 Peggy Carter covers, 1 of each. So you can really add some levels to your champed up Peggy Carter there.
Yeah, take her up to 270, I think. Yeah, 277. Yeah.
Wow. Individual progressions, 3 anniversary tokens, 2 event tokens, green Ares, a green Classic Storm, a black Doctor Doom, 25 CP. And then for the individual placement within your alliance that Ray's going to try to Bogart, 1 Storm Mohawk green cover, 5,000 ISO 8, 100 hero points. Person who finishes 2 and 3 gets 3 heroic tokens and 5,000 ISO. 4 to 5, 2 heroic tokens and 4,000 ISO. 6 through 10 is a heroic token and 3,000.
Yes!
And 11 to 20 is an elite token and 2,000. So go for the top 10, Ian.
I'm trying. I'll try. I know I'm going to end up 11, but I'm okay with that.
An alliance placement, 1 to 2, Storm Mohawk Yellow, 5,000 ISO and 100 hero. 3 to 10, the same yellow, 5,050 hero points. 11 to 25, less ISO. 3,000 ISO, but back up to 100 hero points. So I guess, suppose if you want the hero points, you kind of want to finish 11th and not 10th?
That's really strange.
To give up 2,000 ISO to get 50 hero points? That seems like a bargain.
Yeah, but it's really strange that you get more if you don't finish quite as high
yeah,
hero points.
Yeah. 26 to 50 is 2,000 ISO and 50 hero points. 51 to 100, 1,000 ISO and 25. And then from there, it goes 101 to 250 is 1,000 ISO and 25. Wait, which is exactly the same as 51 to 100. Oh, you just don't get the Mohawk.
Yeah, but you don't get the Mohawk,
I
right?
See. 251 to 500, 500 ISO and 25. 501 to 1,000 is 500 ISO and Everybody else is 250 ISO. I did see a blurb. I think they were talking about, because they're changing some of the five stars when you fight them as a boss. They're giving Silver Surfer a power where, being the Herald of Galactus, he summons Galactus as one of his powers. And that sounded, you know, super sweet. So I can't wait to see how that plays out.
Yeah, that is very... okay.
Yeah, I was already excited about the new event. The fact that there's even more layers to it makes me even more excited.
Yeah, I love these Alliance events.
Yeah, Puzzle Warriors Alliance. If you're listening to this, try harder.
Anniversary in general. What do we think so far?
I've had a good time. They've been very generous.
I would say, if nothing else, the double ISO is just freaking incredible.
The double ISO, same thing. That's my favorite part.
Like I said, yeah, I agree. Those Alliance or anniversary tokens have been nice and flowing and gotten me all kind of dinos and things. So
that seems to be all I can pull is the dinos. I've got like 8.
Wow.
Nope. When it comes to anniversary tokens, I am like when the school teacher is asking Charlie Buckets, how many candy bars did you open? 2. I can't do just 2.
So 200. So,
no, sorry, Craig, just 2.
Well, I can't do just two. So let's pretend it's 200, which is 150, half again over 100, which is, because that guy's math is the best.
Yeah, and they were all moonstones.
You do have a champ, though, right? Getting those rewards.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're the worst.
Yeah, my anniversary vault is consistent. I did get one of the legendaries. I got one dino, and I think I've got almost all the 2 stars.
Wow.
That is what I've been getting.
Craziness.
But yes, the anniversary overall, I've liked the new events. I've been sucked back into the PvP. I liked the shortened version of the simulator. It was excellent.
Sweet.
It's been an all around great. Then the double ISO is just too good to be true. And I feel like there's something bad coming down the road. It's so good.
It's going to be, you know, minus 100% ISO 8. Every fight's going to be worth, you've acquired 1 ISO. Oh, wonk wonk. All right, Ray, you tell me that there's millions of things in the mailbag and everyone tells me I'm a crazy idiot. Tell me more.
This is partially true.
Okay.
So the first thing, there were a lot of comments about it. I'm just going to sum it up real quick. Apparently, we need to learn how did this get made, what that is. It is apparently a podcast where they discuss bad movies, and they bring people on and talk about how did this movie get made.
Oh.
Okay. I would listen to that. I won't, sure, but
sounds
I would.
Like, it sounds like a... sounds like a good time, but the one thing that was mentioned was by Grinch McScrooge. He said that our complete ignorance about how did this get made really made him think about the difference between content producers and content consumers. He said that we do things and other people listen to other people do things. Like, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
That's true.
Sure,
I listened to like 4 or 5 different podcasts, but that ain't one of them.
But in any case, that was all over the place. A lot of people commented on that.
Huh. I think Ian and I should just scam that off and rename it to, like, Who Greenlit This? And we can just, like, watch previews for movies and be like, really? Who greenlit this?
Yeah, seriously. One guy went to another guy and said, I have this great idea. Let's combine 2 crappy movies and make a new crappier
version.
Seriously,
because, man, we talk about that all the time when Ian and I are together. We're like, did you see this? Who greenlit that?
Man, our lack of ambition. We missed our calling, Craig.
Oh, we did. Well, you know, one of us will win the lottery one day, and then we can be bums and just talk about stuff forever, not have real jobs. That is my goal.
Good. Get to work.
That was my dream when, like, the Powerball was, like, at $1 billion last year. My dream was to win that so I could buy a radio station.
You just badmouth stuff
so
all the time.
So that Ian and I could just have radio shows and just talk about whatever we wanted to talk about. And then I was going to pay Mike Hummel to move back here so he could run me a Palladium Fantasy game and a Vampire the Masquerade game.
Wow.
And I was just going to pay him cash. That was going to be his new job, was to participate in role-playing games with me.
That's some wild ambition. I have a hard time accepting that it would take... Oh, I mean, I know when you were talking about last year when it was up over $1 billion, but yeah. I mean, like, I would like to think a nice reasonable jackpot of like $200 million would be enough to see that through.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying that, you know, I had all kind of thoughts when it was at $1 billion. I'm like, you know, I could have bought a bar. That'd be nice.
That sounds like work.
I could own a casino. That would be nice.
That does not sound like work. That sounds nice.
You know, at least a poker room in this town. I can grease enough palms and, you know, Pennsylvania state politicians to get me a casino in this town, right?
Nah, no. No, it would take well over $1 billion for that.
Well, maybe I could pay someone in filthy and give them 48% of it or something to make this happen.
Sure.
That could probably happen. Anyway, hey, Ray, talk about this show some more. What are you doing?
Hey, D-Wing Illinois said that Ian running a misdirection con on Craig in order to watch the video first in the last episode was a favorite moment.
Thanks.
So Leonard said that in a bit of synergy, in her new comic, Jessica Jones is wearing a Dazzler Live tour shirt.
Nice! That's awesome. Who doesn't want to go see Allison live? Come on.
Jordan from Jersey talks about Gwenpool a little bit. Her sploits power is going to be crazy. It's going to require a permanent bookmark to the list of codes.
It is. Have you seen this list?
So I've seen a list, but more importantly, I've seen a graphic that is really easy to read.
No, it is not. I looked at that graphic. It made my head hurt. I immediately deleted it and went back to the printed out chart.
Wow. Maybe we looked at the different graphic.
The one that has
400
arrows pointing in every direction up to, and I just went, I don't understand what any of this means. Just give me the text.
I don't know what to tell you. Maybe,
graphic.
Maybe you're a little slow.
I think I'm speaking for me and Ian on this. That chart was confusing.
Oh, you think I looked for a chart? I pushed 3 random buttons on that tablet of 9 buttons and hope something happens.
Yeah, I think every time I do that, I always get Team Pink. I think I got that like 6 different ways by just mashing random buttons.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah, it just comes on the screen and says hashtag Team Pink. Doesn't do anything else.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. It changes every reference to purple to pink.
Okay.
Every fantastic reference in the game.
Fine.
They totally get a gold star for that.
There was supposed to, I didn't do this one yet, but I want to see Big Head mode. I don't know if they can let me play NBA Jam style, if that's what's going on, or.
Oh, yeah. I guess we will find. I don't know. Danger? Did you get to play? Do you have fully covered Gwenpool yet?
She's at 212.
Okay.
Did you go into Big Head mode?
No. Oh.
Do you know your way around her purple power?
I'm with you guys. I just push buttons whenever that little screen pops.
That makes me feel so... I feel validated. Thanks.
All right. So I'm going to put this graphic up on our webpage.
Can you put the actual text chart?
No. Oh.
So much easier.
Get your own webpage, Craig.
I don't know what chart you're talking about, but this graphic makes perfect sense. It tells you what code it will destroy an entire line, a row or column, or you can do at the bottom. It has, if you want to destroy all attack tiles or all protect tiles, it gives you all the codes that you need.
There, I just sent it to you in the chat window.
I bet you did.
Yep.
But let's see. There's one that's called, there's some that are just random joke. There's a bunch of those.
Cool.
Destroy columns, destroy rows.
The one I keep getting, it says struggle. Like, it'll
yeah,
do struggle.
Yeah, and it does like 1 point of damage or something ridiculous. Yeah, I've gotten that.
Well, I'll put this graphic up and we'll see how it goes. To me, it makes perfect sense. So
yeah, you like math.
It's not math. It's a picture.
It's hard. It's so hard. If it's the one I saw, it's hard. It made my brain hurt. Moving on.
All right. Yeah. David Franklin said that we commented on Iceman's looks. He said that Iceman is the frozen child of the corn.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
He also posted a picture of Dazzler talking to, I don't know what this is an episode of, Extreme X-Men with Charles Xavier the Unicorn. I don't know what's happening in this picture, but it's Charles Xavier as a unicorn being talked to by Dazzler, who's wearing a cowboy hat. I don't understand, but if you want to check the picture out, you can see it.
I think it's on our webpage.
Oh. Yeah, it's on our webpage.
I was just Googling it right now.
No, it's on our webpage. It's easy to read. I've read it.
We were asked a question by Sigma Blade. If we know whether or not Gwenpool is a joke character like Howard the Duck and Devil Dino, meaning is she not going to be included in the legendary tokens? Is it going to be a like an anniversary event kind of character?
I believe she's permanent to go.
I do not know. Thank you for thinking we have inside information. That's flattering. But I don't even have a good guess.
I'm pretty sure she is going to be a normal character, but I don't have any evidence to back that up. So there you go. Danger, I'm scared to ask, but do you have any information on this?
From what I've heard, she's going to be a regular character, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
So I know nothing, basically.
That's more than we know.
Two other things. However, this one's going to take a little bit of time. So there were half the comments, maybe pretty much all the comments on the D3 forum were about our take on Nova. A couple people, well, most people said, keep up the good work, good show, but basically saying, yeah, Nova is way better than we portrayed. Let's see. S-Lore commented on our webpage that Nova is easily one of the top 10 four-star characters in the game. He says his red power is the best power, can team him up with Iceman, Rock, Cyclops, Hawkbuster, etc. Nick, 1118, says uses Nova to 355. He's really good. His team is X-23 and IM-40 and does a whole lot of heavy damage. If you want a really kind of detailed one, as previously mentioned, Aestheticist actually has a fairly detailed comment on Nova and how to use him, how to build him. He runs him at a 553 and is basically explains how he's complementary with all blue, green, purple characters. So this goes on and on and on. But then there are some suggestions about the possibility of having us comment on what the next feature character of the week is going to be so that we can get feedback prior to doing the recording.
Well, you that's why you get a clue.
So I don't remember who it was, but somebody did comment that there is a clue for the next featured character of the week at the end of every episode. But he also commented that usually he just doesn't understand who we're referring to.
Well, that could be true. I didn't say they're good clues. I just said they're clues.
So there were some comments saying that, hey, you know, the basically we represent the middle
guild?
Of the road player. Not the Lollipop Guild. Hmm. No. So, yeah, none of us have, you know, massive four-star rosters, although I am working on it, and that we're going to hit some characters that we just don't know that much about, like Nova. And some of the comments were that until Nova is fully covered and leveled, he really isn't that good, so why would we have known?
Sure. That all sounds like fair comments, and we'll do our best to clear it up this week for featured character of the week. But yeah, we'll take this opportunity to address all those things. No reason for feedback beforehand. I will just limit the amount of speculation that I make when I don't have enough information, if that's what's, sticking in people's craw the wrong way. I thought, you know, I had made an effort to be clear that when it comes to most featured characters, I don't know what I'm talking about. That coupled with the fact that I don't know what I'm talking about along with this game, that coupled with the fact that I generally don't know what I'm talking about, makes it tough. But what I'm doing is I am taking the character and I am just presenting you with the facts as they are printed about each power. So like I said, I will cut back on my speculation. I will just read you the information as it is presented to me. And then, you know, if you would like to tell us more about how to better utilize those characters, like the Aestheticist breakdown or, you know, and many people, Stink Palm, everybody has given us great feedback in the past as to characters. And I'm pretty sure during the Nova, I tried my best to be clear that I was not familiar with Nova. I don't use Nova. I think I probably have Nova at a, like, I'm sure it's something like 101. And I really was only down on red. It was because it had two tiers to its power, and I don't like to read. So, don't take me too seriously. I think that'll help you set you on the right path to enjoying this podcast and to getting the most out of your game.
Yeah, I think what a lot of the comments are, especially on the D3 forum, there are a lot of people over there who are pretty intense players, who've probably been playing longer than we have really decent rosters. So, yeah, we're our comments on characters, you're not probably going to find very helpful. But there are other people who are just building their rosters that I think it might be useful knowledge to know that until you get Nova up all the way,
Yeah, it's pretty awful. 101 level level 70 Nova, not getting a lot done.
But in any case, there you
go. But thank you. And I'm pretty sure during that segment, we reached out to the community in hopes that they would enlighten us as to Nova's usefulness, and I think that they came through in spades.
Yeah, there are several posts. If you check out our post on the D3 forum, especially. There are a lot of good comments over there. I could spend an hour going through them. So check them out. The last comment that I was going to mention is from someone named Pumspack. Hopefully that's not a curse word in some language that I'm not aware of. He says that another great episode, as many before me have said, I love the everyman attitude of the game, or towards the game. The only pretentious moments of the podcast seem to be the apparel-related paper fedoras. So he says that he has a question for us. He says that his longtime Alliance commander abruptly quit this weekend, retiring from MPQ. On his way out the door, he made him a commander. So Pumpsback is now commander of his Alliance.
Cool.
And his response was, wait, what? He says, I've been thrust into a position of authority. I am so underprepared. Would you please devote a little bit of time in an upcoming podcast for tips for being a good Alliance commander? What I would love to hear is your advice in areas like setting play levels, roster goals, why and when to do to boot members, and how to rally the troops for the big boss events like Ultron and Civil War.
I like threatening. That's good. Right. And really, you know, our rules are pretty simple in our Alliance. We're not that competitive. Just play every day. I don't care. Play one match. Just get me those bonus, that ISO, out of the rewards for you playing every day. That's all I ask.
All right. So let me rethink what he said, and we'll take a couple minutes. And we have Danger here. I know that he, like we said, I think he's a different style of Alliance than we are. So maybe not quite, but I'm sure he's been there since almost day one. He knows what he's talking about.
Danger is my middle name, baby.
I would say step one would be use some sort of popular form of social media, set up a group, a page, something, so that you guys can communicate more effectively than just through the in-game message boards. That's going to be number one. So that way you can find out who these people are, how to reach out to them, find out what their interests are, what they expect to get out of the game, how much play you expect to get out of them. Reasons to kick someone would, just other than gross negligence and repeated in, non-activity or inactivity. I don't know. If you do set up a social media forum so you guys can all meet, if the person turns out to be of below average character, you might want to use that as an opportunity to remove them. Other than that, I can't really dream up any need to fire someone unless you have a good friend who wants to join and you just chop someone arbitrarily. That's okay, too. What other questions did he have?
There's one thing to keep in mind is when you're an Alliance commander is I had trouble with this at first because we have the rule to play every day. And then we have a secondary rule of really hit the boss events. Now, that second rule is kind of ambiguous. But we had a person who didn't hit the boss event for a couple days. So, you know, I feel bad kicking people, but at the same time, it's just a game.
Sure.
They can find another alliance. You know, it's not that big of a deal.
Correct.
When it comes to kicking people, you also have 19 other people to worry about. So if one person is keeping you from your goal that you've set for the alliance, then a commander really shouldn't feel bad about replacing them. I mean, they can just do it temporarily, absolutely. Like I used to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Just bring in a merc for that one event.
Oh, okay. Sure. Now I have a better understanding of the nature of your alliance. So that's people reach out to you, and if they need you specifically for this boss rush, they'll reach out to the aestheticist and say, can you send someone to our alliance so that we can rank higher?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is commitment. What an exciting community built around a match 3 game. This is blowing my mind more and more every day.
Well, I do have to say that for the boss battles, it's been my experience in the time that I've been with the Dead Alliance that they're just awesome. They always finish them. Like Civil War finished one side in round seven of the second side.
Yeah, wow.
The Dead family, they just crush the boss battles. And a big part of that is because of aestheticist.
Nice shout out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he was asking about setting play and roster goals. I mean, that's really up to you. Like, we don't have any specific roster goals in our, because we basically want people to participate. We want people to play. So we want people to do as well as they can. But if you have a lower end roster, I'm not going to expect you to get as many points. As it turns out, that's not necessarily the case in our alliance.
Right. Man, they're players.
Seriously. Yeah. Bang, bang. Smokes me every time. Every time. Guy has like four characters. They're all one star Yelena Belova's. It's ridiculous. Uphill in the snow both ways. But yeah, so you're right. Roster goals, it depends on what you hope to achieve. But usually, you know, as long as everybody participates and has a good time, that's where my head's at.
I mean, you can make a simple qualification that you have to have, you know, X number of champion 3-stars at a minimum or something like that. But I don't see that as being as useful as having someone who's able to play every day. So there you go.
Yeah.
I think that's what I have.
That doesn't necessarily dictate the amount of points they'll be able to get either.
Right.
I mean, exactly. Somebody with one or two champ 3-stars could get a lot more points in PvE than someone with a dozen champ 4-stars just because they play harder and they play optimally.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, roster build-up is a big part of it, but it's not the biggest.
Yeah.
Perfect sense. That is key. Don't discount people with a lower roster than you. You know, they can bring just as much to the Alliance.
Exactly.
They can bring all the points to the yard. Damn right.
And there, now it's dead. Now we have to move on to the next piece of mail. Hopefully you found that somewhat enlightening. And congratulations on your new command post.
That is all I have for the listener comments.
Oh, see, it killed the whole segment, right?
Wow, single-handedly.
What?
I thought it would be a good ending point. I don't know.
That was good. It was. I can appreciate the destruction that Craig's milkshake is.
Let's move on to something else, Ian. What time is it? It's not time to bust a rhyme.
Oh, I always want it to be time to bust a rhyme. Could it be time for the featured character?
What are you
going
to do if I tell you one time it is time to bust a rhyme? Are you going to be able to bust a rhyme on cue?
I will try. I will ready a rhyme just in case now that you've threatened me.
That's not freestyling. You got to be able to like bust a rhyme
freestyle.
In a moment's notice.
You didn't. That was not a qualifying factor. I have no freestyling here.
Oh, man. I think it's time for the feature character.
Feature character of the week.
Of the week. Hey, this week, brought to you by Stony Toes Cream. Yo, you got those heavy calloused hippie feet? Walking around all barefoot all the time down the city streets? Apply some Stony Toes Cream. Return those piggies to silky smooth. Stony Toes Cream.
I'm kind of repulsed.
Ian, tell me who the featured character is.
Ah, the featured character.
After I found that awesome song for last week, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure it was awesome. I don't think I listened to the song, to be honest. I will give it a chance, though, before I judge it. But I will tell you guys all about our featured character of the week. None other than Wilson Fisk, better known as the Kingpin. Give me just a moment. I believe he is a yellow, black, and purple character. His black power is called Wilson's Gambit. It is a 6 AP cost. Let's see what he does with that. Kingpin deals 448 damage to the target. If there is a friendly countdown tile on the board, Kingpin destroys it and deals an additional 776 damage. The damage increases accordingly. Let's see. It goes up in both sides. Level 5, he is dealing 1,165 damage and an additional 1,490 damage if there is a friendly countdown tile on the board. His max level is doing 2,309 damage plus the additional 2,959 damage. Huh, they got some math here for me. That's a total of 5,268 damage. Take that simple addition. His purple power, the Fisk Defense. It's an 8-cost purple ability. He destroys 4 AP of the enemy's strongest color and generates 4 yellow AP. Next couple levels, let's see, he destroys 5, generates 4, destroys 5, generates 5, destroys 6, generates 5, destroys 6, generates 8. That is awesome. Good for you.
That's a lot of yellow.
The Kingpin. Then his yellow ability, Magia Pons, someone, please feel free to tell me how to pronounce that appropriately, but he generates pawns. Kingpin creates 2 yellow thug countdown tiles that deal 731 damage when they expire. Let's see, as his levels goes up, he makes 3 thug tiles. At level 3, he makes a 4-turn blue muscle countdown tile that creates, this is an addition. These are all an addition, just to be clear. So at level 3, he is creating 3 yellow thugs, 1 blue muscle. When that finishes, it creates 2 strike tiles that are strength 46. At level 4, he's creating a black hitman that deals 1,553 damage. That's a 5-turn tile. Okay, so at level 5, Kingpin is creating 3 of the thug tiles, 2 of the muscle tiles, and 2 of the hitman tiles. And at his maximum level, they are doing 1,451 damage per thug tile. The strike tile ones are creating 2 151 strike tiles, and the hitmen are doing 3,083 damage per hitman. So, now, just to let you know, I don't have my game open, so I don't want to say. I believe I have him somewhere in the neighborhood of 322. It might be a little better than that, but I don't know. He's got a lot of synergy with his powers, as far as I can tell. I mean, purple, in addition to stealing AP or reducing AP from the enemy, it helps to fuel his own yellow or another character's yellow. If that's the way you choose to use him, that's totally fine. His black seems to also not totally rely, does some base damage as well, but is enhanced by the fact that he can create his own countdown tiles. And I already told you, I won't speculate. So I don't have him maxed, and I have him at a relatively low level. So far be it from me to say how he should be used. Please feel free to enjoy Kingpin at your leisure.
Brought to you by Vincent D'Onofrio.
Right. However, I am confident that Danger has him at least max covered, if not championed, and can tell me a little bit more about his experiences with the Kingpin.
He's at 544, but he's only level 150.
Okay.
But he works great with anybody who can generate a strike tile like Scarlet Witch. She generates a strike tile, a countdown tile each turn. So
right.
You can use her tile with his black and still get the damage from all of his Magia tiles.
Okay, sure.
But I don't really use him that much, so I'm probably not the person to ask.
Okay, so you would not consider him a top-tier 4-star character? Or you just don't like him that much?
Both.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. Okay.
See, he's one of those characters that when you know you're playing against him, sometimes he can just wreck me.
Yeah.
Like, he will just keep summoning things over and over again, and he's poking his giant ham fist at me over and over again, and my life just dwindles away, and I get super sad. So I'm never a big fan of fighting against Kingpin, because he beats me up. But I have him at 134, level 94, though, so I don't use him much.
His black is really effective if you have a countdown tile.
Yeah.
That's why I say he's great with people that have a passive that generates a countdown tile each turn.
Sure.
I mean, even you use him with Cho now if you wanted to.
Yep. But, I don't think if I'm playing him, he's got to hang out with his buddy Parker Posey, right? He's going to hang out with Parker, and so you can keep intimidating down all those Magia tiles.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense as well. If you want to use those Magia tiles for the damage that's built in instead of, you know, poking them away with his gambit.
Right.
So I have a story about Kingpin. I recently have been using him, and where I've been using him is against Carnage. So in the last fight on the current storyline, there's a Carnage, and then he's going to show up in several fights on the last day. So here's the thing. Who I like using him with? Falcon. 3-star Falcon. Because Falcon, Carnage puts out those attack tiles. Falcon immediately throws out a red wing. Do you want that red wing? No. You immediately want to destroy that. Kingpin is the perfect guy to destroy that red wing tile and get him back so that he just goes out the very next round.
Okay, so you're just cycling the red wing to do that Wilson's Gambit.
Exactly.
Right, and then if you get a chance to steal their to reduce their strongest color and generate more yellow for yourself, sure.
Exactly, exactly. So the yellow is nice because of Falcon as well. And then my third is, of course, the person who's really good to use against Carnage, Doc Ock. So between the three of them, they really use Carnage's power to their own advantage. And I would highly recommend that team. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Cool. It sounds fun.
That being said, I have him at a 4-5-2 at level 134. So his Magia powers are not very good.
Right.
But
right.
It's still a really nice combination, a really nice team. And if you were to have him higher level, I'd imagine it'd be even better. So
excellent.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I feel that was the best explanation I could offer at this time for the Kingpin, brought to you by none other than Stony Toes Cream. So when the Thing needs to snuggle up next to Alice, he needs to rub some Stony Toes Cream on his feet to keep her from getting too chafed.
Wow.
Nice.
Old Blue Eyes. All right. all right. Dying on the Vine time. Anybody got what?
A bunch of dino.
Are you out of ISO? Is that the major problem?
Yeah, I have 9 devil dinos, 2 Ooh. Electras, and a purple Bucky with 7,000 ISO. That's all I've got right now.
Ooh. That won't go far.
No, that double ISO will help, but
yeah,
dark days ahead.
All right, I got a question for everybody. So in my Vine at the moment, I've got a Cho, a 4-star Cyclops, a Star-Lord, a Thing, a Quake, and an Invisible Woman. Wow. So these are covers number 14 for both the Thing and Quake. Clearly, I'm only going to be able to champion one of them. I currently have 253,000 ISO. I'm leaning towards Quake. What do you think about that?
I would definitely say Quake.
Yeah. Yeah. My opinion, Quake is... I'm looking at my champion Thing right now, and yeah, I would take Quake over him.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to save up some because it's going to take me 329,000 to even just get her up to level 261. So to get her up to level 270, obviously, will be more. And then I'll have to champion her. So I'm going to have to build up quite a bit yet. But that cover's got 12 days left on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I don't want to create a quadfecta, but I was going to say Quake, but then everybody got on the Quake train, and I was like, oh no, what's happening?
Yeah, what's interesting to me is I every time I got over like 300 CP, I was buying some legendary tokens, opening some legendaries.
Right.
And every one I opened was a Quake. Like, I got like 4 of them this week.
That's a good week.
Yeah, which maxed her covers, and then I got another Quake today, or yesterday, nice, whatever it was. There's 12 days left, however that math works out, but... So I was like, oh, that's another Quake cover. Now what do I do? Because my plan was to spend it all on Thing, and then Quake showed up.
Sure.
Yep, do it.
Hey, lucky enough for my wife's home, and the cable modem didn't get cut off, so that's pretty sweet.
All right. The optimistic so far. So Vine stuffs, I have more good news for Craig and his peer pressure bully squad.
Ooh.
Out in the MPQ universe. Did end up championing. I got 1,000,000 ISO.
Nice.
I championed She-Hulk. I am now back over 1,000,000 ISO. And would you know it, I've got 4 Rocket and Groot covers dying on the Vine. Uh-huh. So after this show, I will have to go champion Rocket and Groot.
Woo!
And try to build my way back over 1,000,000 before the end of the anniversary.
Having 1,000,000 ISO consistently, I think, is a really weird goal. So I take it you have actually 13 covers used in Rock and Groot now?
Correct.
I know you were not getting him any covers.
Correct.
For him.
No, he's at capacity now.
Okay.
But he's probably at level, somewhere around level 40.
Yeah, he is a survivor. He is worth it on nearly every team.
Yep, sure.
Best healing in the game.
My Vine is very simple. I have a Star-Lord that's going to be sold within 6 days because there's not a chance. And I have a Thing that I'm hoping to use here soon, but I don't have the ISO to level them up, even if I had the green cover that I need. So I'm just building up ISO.
Cool.
I've got 8 days.
Excellent.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. There it is, then.
Pretty straightforward.
Rewards of the week. I got all the Quakes. What'd you guys get?
I got that Power Man.
Yeah.
I got a Devil Dinosaur cover.
Yeah. Good times.
I was going to say, I think that's the only thing of note that I got.
Yeah, I got the exact same thing. I got the Luke Cage. I got, what else did you say?
Devil Dino.
I got a single Devil Dino.
Yeah.
Really, my only thing is I did get a legendary token from another one of the vaults somewhere. I'm trying to find out where, but I don't, it's not the... It's not the taco token, so I don't know. But I'm up to 4 latest legendaries right now, so...
Wow, good job.
Yeah, we've got 5 of those stockpiled just waiting for that Doctor Strange release.
That's probably a good idea.
That's my plan.
Danger, did you get anything in addition to every Devil Dinosaur cover?
Well, like I said, I had the purple Bucky, and one of the vaults, I don't remember which one, I got the 10,000 ISO.
Oh, good.
Immediately went to Dino. That's how I got him up to 232 this morning. But for some reason, for the past week, I actually just sold them off last night, I had 5 Doc Ocks and I think 7 of the 3-star Bullseye. Those are the only 2 3-stars that I have not champed yet. And that's for some reason, those are the only 2 I can pull now.
Wow.
Those 2 over and over.
Yeah, see, it's the Moonstone effect. If you never champ them, you will just keep getting them over and over and over again.
Well, see, that's why I can never pull a Cho cover. Because my Cho, he's only at like 253. And I can never, everybody was always complaining that's all they would get. But I never get Cho covers. And I actually want them, so that's why I'm not getting them.
True that.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Speaking of Cho covers, you'll get one in any second now, I'm sure. Let's open up some tokens. Brought right. to you by...
As long as it's not green, I'm okay.
This guy. Thank you to our sponsor, this guy.
So, Ray, what do you want this week so I know what you're not going to get?
What I would want more than anything else is the thing, a green cover.
Okay. I'll keep my fingers crossed, but I'm going to try to spend, if I have any mojo, I'm going to try to spend it getting a blue Hulkbuster.
Sure.
That would be nice. But, green thing.
That sounds way more important.
All right. Who would like to go first?
Everybody jump at once. I'll go first.
Yes.
I'm going to buy a classic legend.
Okay.
Boom. Boom. Oh, it's a disappointing 4-star. Well, it's actually usable. It's a yellow Bubbles.
Oh.
Oh, great. Cool. That means that's another person that I'm going to have an extra cover for, I think. Let me see if that gets her too. Oh, no. It only gives me 2. So I have her at 255. So.
Okay.
There you go. I need one more Bubbles.
Good job. All right. I'm going to spend 20 command points to open a Classic Legends. Let's see. Hopefully this will get me a 4-star. 4-star. Oh, he's still a character. All right, I got a green X-Force Wolverine.
Oh, nice. I'm curious what you have here.
Yeah, I still never get those.
That's why I'm always stunned. I was like, I saw the Wolverine logo, and I was like, who's that for? that takes my X-Force to a 3-4-1.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm trying to remember what orders his powers
green,
are.
Green, really. Black, yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, black is where it's at.
It's got 2 turntables and a microphone.
All right, I'm going to do the same thing. I am going to save my latest legends and do... I've got 164 command points, so I can afford to do...
a classic
what's
legend.
What's it called? The classic, that's what it is. And it is a 4-star. I as well got a green X-Force Wolverine.
Wow! That is unexpected.
Yeah. But that's fine. Yeah. I have him champed, so that'll take him up to 279 for me.
Wow. Good.
He is a monster.
Danger, do you want to get in on some of this?
Yeah. I'll open the... Let's see. For the latest sledge tokens, the 4-star. And it's a yellow X-Force Wolverine.
Wow.
I got Bubbles. Man, I mean... Rained on me.
That was awesome.
It's a black Kingpin.
Oh, yeah. Speak of Kingpin, there he is.
And I can't use either one, so that's 2,000 ISO.
Oh, who earns? Who earns?
Oh, yeah. I was just pulling up your roster to see if you had Wolverine championed.
No, he's at 201, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the covers, but yeah. That ISO shortage. They did a lot to fix it, and yet we still need ISO.
Yeah, sure do. All right, tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian,
what up?
Tell me about the podcast network.
Oh my goodness, this show is a member of the soon-to-be-named podcast network, which is located at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can find this and other great shows there. All the shows have direct links on our webpage and are available, or you could look them up at soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. That's all I got.
Wow, it's the short and previous version.
It's so much. If rather than me try to talk my way through each of the shows and give a wacky description and pop culture and they all start with a P. Todd works at Cinnabon. Yada yada yada. I'll just go to the webpage and you will get people can experience the podcasts on our excellent network as the hosts of their own shows intend them to be, not how Ian dreams them up.
There you go. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Danger, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Love having people on. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Listen to this podcast and whatever your favorite podcasting vehicle is. We like all of them. Comments, suggestions, check it out. You can leave those at our show in the discuss feature on puzzlewarriors3.com, on the D3 forums with the link that Ray will post to this show, and on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit over on the Reddit. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner, top of our page. You buy something there, we get some of that money back for us. That'll help us pay some of the costs. Or, like Danger here, you can become a patron. And that would give us a lot more of those cents that we can spend towards bandwidth and such forth.
Totally worth.
Thanks! But that's all we got for this week. Bye for now, and remember, kids, I've got a melon head. It's bigger than the rest. Put you to bed. Melon head. Good night.
Bye, friends.
That was worth it.
It was.
Good night.
So is it safe to say this featured character is going to be Melonhead?
It's Melonhead!
You made that one kind of obvious.
Yeah, but I was like, how did we have not cut on Melonhead yet?
Yeah, I don't know. We let you pick just randomly, so that's out.
That is pretty much true. Well, I just kind of opened up my roster, and I just started scrolling through, and I'm like, you know, I just look at the screen, and I'm like, oh, have we done that one? No? All right.
Yeah, do you remember not so long ago when someone made the excellent suggestion that we should feature the person coming up in the crash?
Oh, yeah.
So that people can have that information going into the crash?
No way, that'd be useful.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could feel free to start applying that at any time.
I could, but, well, we've already done most of them now. How many 4 stars is this now? It's some?
I don't know, there were 4 to 20. We've done 24 stars so far, I assume.
Yeah.
Weren't there 43 stars?
Yes.
Aren't we on Correct. Episode 60?
We are.
There is some more math for you.